Gather round, boys and girls. Was the night before game day, and all through the locker room, all the players' minds were filled with gloom. The jinx of Tom Joyner hovered in the air, and they hoped somehow it would be countered with prayer. Black quarterbacks laid up in their hospital beds while visions of winning danced in their heads. Then, out on the field, there arose such a clatter. The fans sprung from the bleachers to see what was the matter. And what to their wondering eyes should appear but Tom Joyner's bandwagon as he started to cheer. On Pryor, on Manuel and Geno, and Wilson, on Freeman, on Colin and my man Griffin, on Vic, on Kemi Cam. I still have your backs. The season's not over. Have a drink and relax. And then in the twinkling, all hell broke loose with fans and coaches and TV stars too. Lovey and Singletary, Frazier and Crennel, Mike Tomlin even ran down the sidelines and stepped on the field. Blair Underwood, the Playboy Club, and Pan Am. Tika Sumter just shook her head and said, "Damn, I can't be long before the jinx comes my way. Right now it's somewhere between me and Shante." The fly jock got worried. He didn't want trouble. He started the bandwagon engine on the double, but he backed up too fast. And to his surprise, what he had done brought tears to his eyes. He was in such a hurry to get away, he ran right over Santa's huge sleigh. Toys were broken, Santa was hurt, and Rudolph shouted, "This is the fly jock's work." Tom wrote them a check, and as he drove out of sight, Santa said, "Tom's not a jinx." "Yeah, right."